It started. First of all, congratulations to you and your team. The first CAA championship since 1985, back in the playoffs since the same year. I know how hard you guys have worked to get to this point. What does it mean to finally achieve the goal?
It means an awful lot, obviously. I mean, to the, to the school, to the state, to all the Rhodey faithful who've been waiting around for so long for this thing to happen again. I think it's extremely significant in terms of, our involvement as a football program. But, the most interesting takeaway is just the groundswell of people that are just so excited for us, excited for, the school and their pride that's just off the charts. They're just so appreciative of what we've been able to present them over the course of this season. And obviously it's been building for 14, for 11 years here, and it's been 39 since the last time they had to celebrate a championship. So hasn't happened very much, but everybody's jacked up about it without a doubt.
First question from Nick. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning, Rob. Thank you for doing this again. Coach, you miss me?
Yeah, I do, Nick. I tell you, every day I sit there and say, "Where's Nick? Hey, when's Nick going to get on the phone with
He turns around and there I am, standing there with a camera and a microphone.
me
Go
again?"
figure. The first question for me about Malik, getting co-player of the week. Just what has made him such a great fit for your team, your program, and your offense in particular?
I mean, you start off with just, the character he has. He's a great kid. He's always got a bounce in his step. He's got, tremendous enthusiasm, and and he runs that way. I mean, but his, the things he's been able to do for us is the, it's the yards after contact that becomes amazing with that kid. He obviously has a way to see things and avoid contact. But I mean, when he's gotten into bottled up, it always seems to be, a couple of three extra yards, which, if you remember way back in the LIU game, went from a couple of three extra yards to 15 and a touchdown. And then, there's nothing more inspiring to me in football, when you get a guy who's held up and then all the offensive line are hustling to get over there to be able to push him forward. They're starting to get in a habit of doing that. They did it with, Marquise 2 weeks ago, and then they do it with Malik all the time because he's not going to go down. But he's been, a tremendous fit, just as we've been really fortunate over the last 3 years, with Marcus DeShields came in, had a great year, and then you had Jaden McKenzie had a great year, and now Malik's followed in that same suit. The only sad thing is you only get them for a year, and then they're gone.
And then the other one for me, just you mentioned yesterday that you had a chance to speak with Coach Griffin after you won on Saturday. Just expanding on that, how much of a resource has he been as you've been building up the program to try to sustain success here?
I think he's been a resource to be able to continue to support through tough times. I mean, he's always welcome here. I think, all the coaches that have gone before me are always welcome here. They've all had a part in, in contributing to this football program. But he's always been, when he shows, he's coming up, it's always very positive, doing a great job, all that stuff. It'll keep you uplifted. It's most fun though, really, as an example for me. When you look at, what you hope to achieve, obviously you hope to achieve success on the field. But when you look at it from a development of young men perspective, you go ahead and bring Bob Griffin back to the golf tournament every year, and he's got, Tom Earhart, Tony DiMaggio, Bernie Moran, all those guys that played for him and have such a great respect for him, and all those kids have done such good things with their life. It really speaks volumes to the kind of program he put together, kind of kids he recruited, and I think that's carried on in life. And so that kind of validates what we were talking to our kids about, is that champions are forever. And that ring on your finger signifies that you can know how to work hard, how to compete, and how to win. You combine that with a degree from URI, you can go wherever the heck you want to and be successful after football. All
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.
right, buddy.
Jamie, next question from Kevin. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Rob. Thank you. Coach, how you doing?
Good, Kev. How you doing?
Good, man. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Two quick ones for me. One, playing a team in New England, do you know CCSU at all, or do you know Coach Lechtenberg at all?
I don't know Coach well. I think we probably crossed paths a couple times. I know Central Connecticut very well. When I was in the NEC at Sacred Heart, we played them obviously both years I was there. They happened to have been on our schedule in 2014, which I had circled as a game that we could win in 2014, and they mopped us up pretty good that day. So I've been very familiar with that. And even deeper history, I interviewed for and was offered that job a long time ago. Just wasn't the right timing for me. So I know the program very well. After watching them on tape, they're a very, very good football team, and we're excited to play.
And just my other one, you've talked about this a lot, but the CAA is one of the best conferences in the country. You guys have multiple teams in the playoffs again. How much does playing in this conference now help you, be prepared for a playoff game?
I think it always prepares you. It also makes it hard, that much harder. You beat the heck out of each other just to get in. There's a lot of very quality football teams left in the conference that aren't playing. It's a little surprising to me right now in terms of when you look at the respect factor that you don't have a CAA team, in the top eight. I thought Richmond certainly deserved that. If we'd been able to go ahead and beat Delaware, we certainly would have deserved that. I'm a little disappointed that we didn't get that kind of respect necessary, but that respect now has to be earned on the field, and as long as we have teams that are competing and continue to take a step forwards, we'll be able to match up our best versus other conferences' best. And I think we all share the responsibility to represent the CAA at a very high level in a national stage.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jim, Saturday against Bryant, you're down 14-13 at the half and then rallying the second half seems a little appropriate based on how your whole year had gone. How much belief and momentum do you guys carry to the playoffs with the type of year that you've had and just sort of seemingly being able to win, when you've been down a bunch?
Well, I think that's something that's outstanding. But I mean, when you go and the games get more and more significant, it becomes a little bit easier to get shook. To give you the reality was, we were down 17 versus Albany, and kids were pretty calm. We were down one to these guys, and it was like, a little bit more tense in that locker room. And we go in, we don't do with anything incredibly special. And I just told him, take a deep breath. We kind of screwed the game up to begin with. Fumbled on the six, threw a stupid interception, did some things that, are not going to help you win. But we certainly knew that we had the ball coming in the second half, and we know what we've been all year long. So you kind of lean on that a little bit. We certainly understand that. As you go into, a national tournament playing with the best teams in the country, that you've got to improve every week. So there's a lot of confidence taken into what we've been able to achieve this year. But we also know that there's an area of improvements in many different areas that we need to continue to work on and continue to get better and execute on Saturdays.
Your defense came up big once again. And your line, we've talked a lot about AJ and the linebacking core and Wes Neal and the guys up front. Is that where you kind of see your strength as you head into this playoff run? Are you going to kind of lean on those guys?
Yeah, well, we've been leaning on them, but I mean,
Yeah.
we also can look at, we can flip it around and see, games that the offense has pulled out for us, all the way back to Holy Cross, a minute 47, I had to pull that one out of the hat, and that probably got things going. So, I think that the one of the remarkable things about what we've been able to accomplish is our ability to play off of one another. That when there is when that we've had we've created some stuff on defense, the offense has been able to capitalize, and vice versa. They've always had each other's back, and they seem to have a mentality that just does not fracture and does not get freaked out when times are tough. People just step up and continue to execute the defense and offensive plays and the special teams. And we've been fortunate enough to make enough plays to be able to pull them out. So, but defense has been probably a significant difference in the season, in terms of other than previous seasons. I think that that's been the thing we've been trying to achieve is a championship level defense, and I think that there are times we show that.
All right, Jim, thanks so much for doing this with us this morning. Good luck against Central Connecticut, and I hope we're doing it.